A prominent Pakistani politician has been buried overnight after being murdered by a member of his own security guard. Salman Taseer was the governor of the Punjab province in Pakistan and a prominent member of the ruling Pakistan's People's Party, or PPP. He was outspokenly progressive, most recently opposing the blasphemy laws that had condemned a Christian woman to death for insulting the Prophet Muhammad. His ideals are reportedly the reason for his assassination. I'm joined now by Shajar Nawaz, director of the South Asia Centre at the Atlantic Council in America. Welcome to the program, Shajar.
Thank you.
Firstly, can you give us a bit of a background about Salman Taseer and tell us how prominent a figure he was in Pakistan?
Well, Salman Taseer has been a very prominent figure in recent years in Pakistan, but his background is that of an intellectual. He belonged to a family of intellectuals and then made his money in business in the Middle East and in Pakistan. He was a self-made millionaire, a longtime supporter of the Pakistan People's Party under its founder, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, and then under Benazir Bhutto. He was made the governor of the Punjab province in the deal that brought back Benazir Bhutto to Pakistan, the deal that was engineered between her and President Musharraf, and stayed on beyond that transitional period to remain as the governor under President Asif Zardari.
So what do you think the fallout of his assassination will be?
I think this will further complicate the political scenario inside Pakistan, where the government is facing very heavy opposition because of its rather failed economic policies or its inability to reform the economy or to receive assistance from the International Monetary Fund, on the one hand, and for failing to control or to challenge the forces of extremism, which are reflected in the groups that include the group that produced the assassin of Salman Taseer. The government is basically seen as ceding space to the extremists, allowing them a voice, and not even supporting a review of the blasphemy law, which Salman Taseer supported and for which a private bill was sponsored by Sheri Rahman, who is a member of the National Assembly from the Pakistan People's Party.
So is that blasphemy law likely to be reviewed now, or will this assassination kind of kill that reform as well?
I don't think it's likely to be reviewed, largely because Taseer was the only high-ranking official from the People's Party who supported it. Sheri Rahman herself was a minister and had resigned earlier, but is now just a member of the party and a member of parliament. And she is under threat for being removed from the party roles for breaking party discipline on other matters. So I doubt that the government has the capacity or the volition to review the law. The opposition parties certainly have gone silent on this issue. It was notable that the Punjab chief minister and the head of the Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz group, former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, both were in Lahore yesterday and failed to attend this funeral. It's also notable that President Zardari did not attend the funeral.
I'm speaking with Shajar Nawaz, who's the director of the South Asia Centre at the Atlantic Council in America, about the fallout of the assassination of the governor of Punjab province in Pakistan. Can I ask you now, what does this say about the security forces of Pakistan that somebody in a position so sensitive as a bodyguard of a governor could have these extremist views and then be allowed to get away with the assassination?
Well, it's quite clear that this particular security detail, like most of the others, are based on recruitment for the Pakistan police. And they are among the least trained and least paid forces. Moreover, they are subjected to all the propaganda that emerges from the extreme right-wing religious groups, especially in the Punjab. Now, in terms of this particular incident, some of the details that are emerging are troubling. This individual had apparently rejected from the special branch of the police, which was a special group that is supposed to guard the highest officials of the country, but managed to get into the elite force of the Punjab province, despite the fact that he had been rejected for the special branch. It was also known that he was a member of the Jamaat-ud-Dawa, which is so-called social services wing of the Lashkar-e-Tayyaba, the banned outfit that was involved with the Mumbai attacks. So clearly there was a record. Some of the earlier reports indicated that he had told his colleagues of his intention to assassinate the governor and requested them not to kill him so that he could tell his story. And it's amazing that he fired over 20 bullets into the governor, Tasir, and not one of the other guards fired a bullet at him or wounded or killed him.
And it does seem that in his initial court appearance, he's been treated as something of a hero by many people, including lawyers in the courtroom. Does his popularity surprise you?
It's not surprising because there is now a well-established, very vocal, very good at propaganda group of the extreme religious groups. They know how to use the media. They have friends in the media. They know how to orchestrate these events. And the very fact that apparently when he was brought before the court, people were allowed to come close enough to him to shower him with rose petals is an indication of that. I don't say that there was some massive conspiracy, but there is certainly a virtual conspiracy among people that are like-minded that want to leverage their position of extremism into a position of power. At the moment, I must say that they are still a minority. Most people in Pakistan are normal Muslims, normal in the sense that Salman Taseer was, which was that they respect Islam, but they do not want a distorted view of Islam to be foisted on the people of Pakistan.
Well, as we've said, Salman Taseer was outspokenly progressive. Do you think this assassination is going to have a chill effect on other progressives and make their views less prominent or make them more cautious about expressing their views in Pakistan?
I fear it will, and I fear it will because of the silence of the political leadership in the government and in the opposition. It is amazing how little has been said to condemn this act or to condemn the conditions that led to the creation of an assassin like the man that is reported to have killed Governor Taseer.
Well, Shajar Nawaz, thanks very much for joining us on Summer Breakfast this morning.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Shajar Nawaz is the director of the South Asia Centre at the Atlantic Council in America, and he's also the author of Crossed Swords, Pakistan, Its Army, and the Wars Within. On Radio National Summer Breakfast, it's 21 minutes to 8.